Well, this is going to be a two-part message as of today. Thank you, Lord. Because this was actually a little longer message than normal, so it would actually work out well. Thank you, Lord. This is actually what I'm calling today is FACTS, F-A-C-T-S, FACTS, a prayer model. I remember when I used to watch Dragnet. Who used to watch Dragnet? The old TV series Dragnet? I mean, way back from the 60s, 70s, Dragnet. You know, and he used to say, Sergeant Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. All right. So today I'm going to tell you about the facts, but as a prayer model. That word facts will stand for an acronym. And it really stands for faith, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Faith, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And I'll go more into that. Now, Yeshua's Talmudim, his disciples, saw him often go to secluded places to pray many times. And they wanted to learn how to pray to Avinu Sheva Shemayim, or our Father who is in heaven, just as Yeshua did. He was setting the example for them how to pray. And the Bible tells us much about how we should pray and also the attitude that we should have during prayer. You know, prayer is our communication line to God. That's how we commune with God. It's like talking with a close friend, somebody you love, about a very personal matter that you're sharing in love and confidence, and you're sharing your heart and your feelings to God. It's a conversation just between you and a friend. That's the way it is with God. God is to be our friend. Just as God spoke to Abraham and God spoke to Moses as a man would speak to his friend, God wants to speak to each and every one of us. Now, God may not always speak audibly, that we hear a voice, but there's other ways that God speaks to us. God has been speaking to me through scriptures, and it's really kind of amazing because I've been praying really earnestly since I've been kind of out of whack, and I haven't been able to walk and get around very good because of my disc and my back and this and that. So I've been, you know, on my back a lot in bed praying, and I'd be praying about something. And then on my phone I have the daily scripture, and it's in TLV, the daily scripture. And so I get done praying, and I turn to it, and it's exact scripture that no other scripture in the Word of God would have been the right scripture. And that's happened to me twice now in the last week. But God can communicate to us in many ways, and audibly he could, as he did with Abraham and Moses, or he could through his word or through other people. God can use other people to speak into our lives. But let's see what Yeshua had to say concerning the don'ts of prayer, first of all. Not the do's, but the don'ts. And Yeshua said in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 5 through 8, Matthew 6, 5 through 8, these very words. It says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. And I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, and you know, we've seen people like this. I've been in congregations where people get up and start praying and all the long prayers and all these things they're saying, and they love hearing their voice. And they love other people to hear the voice. But Yeshua says, this is not how you should pray. When you pray, go into your room. And I've been learning that. Go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans. Nonsense prayers. For they think they'll be heard because of their many, many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask of Him. So when we pray, we should be having a personal conversation, personal talk with God. We don't pray so that others will see us pray as the Pharisees did in the synagogues. We aren't trying to impress anyone with our prayers. But we are praying to Avinu Sheba Shemayim, our Father who is in heaven. That's who we are praying to. And it's on a one-to-one basis. Yeshua instructed us that we should go to solitary places, like a room or a closet, to pray in secret. This will eliminate all sorts of distractions to keep us away from prayer. Be sure when you do that, unplug your phone or turn off your phone or turn off the volume on your phone. Get rid of all the noises and distractions as best as you can. And our prayer life with our Abba, with our Father, should be more important than anything else. So make sure that there's nothing to bother you, nothing to interrupt you at all. Then Yeshua tells us not to keep on babbling on and on. God is all-knowing and God is all-seeing. God is all-understanding. He knows what you're going to say even before you say it. God knows what you're going to say. So don't try to impress God with all your fancy words. I've heard people try to use a lot of long words, you know, long vocabulary words, and trying to, maybe they think they're impressing God with their words that they're saying. Fancy words. There are some religions and beliefs that require their members to memorize prayers and repeat these prayers over and over again, as it seems like babbling on and on and on repetitiously, thinking that God will hear them. They even use repetitious prayers for repentance of sins. We see some of that in the Catholic Church as well and some other religions. But prayer is a personal relationship. It's a personal conversation with God. No one can tell you what you should say. No one can tell you how you should say it. It's got to come from the very inner being, from the recesses of your heart, from your ruach, from the spirit that dwells within you, reaching out to communicate with your Heavenly Father. This is something that comes, as I said, from the heart. From the Ruach Elohim, from the very Spirit of God, it needs to come. And Yeshua shows us how we ought to pray. But the words have to come from us, from our inner being, our inner self. And we should treasure that time. This time of fellowship with the Lord. With Avinu Sheba Shemayim. And that's a good word to learn. Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Avinu being our Father, and Sheva Shemayim, who is in heaven. Prayer isn't some magic formula. There's not some intricate little mysterious little magic things that you can do to get things from God. And you shouldn't be praying to get things from God. And I'm learning as I pray more and more that prayer is not to get more from God, but for me to change and to be more like God in my life. And just like when we fast, we shouldn't fast so that we can get something from God. We should fast so that God can change us and transform us so that we could be more like Him in all of our lives. Communing with God in prayer is itself a reward. That you have that honor and privilege to be able to commune with the Holy God. We've been given the right and privilege to directly address the creator of the world, El Shaddai, God Almighty, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. What can be greater than that privilege to be able to do that with God? That's your reward. That's your reward. Secret prayer is always rewarded with a response from God. It may not always be the response that we wanted, but it will be the best response. I'm going to just share a little story here, and I'm going to kind of end with explaining the little acronym FACTS and save all the extra meat with all the gravy and the dressing and all the good stuff for next week, the delicacies and all of that. This story goes like this. There was a man who just committed his life to the mission field, and he wanted to witness to the Colombian Contras. Remember that Contras, and there was a big Contra scandal in Washington, Iran Contra, remember that whole thing? So he wanted to witness this missionary, wanted to witness to the Colombian Contras, but he didn't know how to get into their camps without being killed. So this missionary prayed that God would grant his wish and give him safe passage into the Contras camp. Praying in faith that God would answer his prayer, the missionary traveled to South America. When he arrived, he decided to go downtown to buy some supplies that he would need while he was out in the jungle looking for the Contras so he could share with them. And when he walked into the store, some young men came running out of the store, knocking him down to the ground, and all the groceries and everything were knocked to the ground. And the police came, the nearby police, they were nearby, and they grabbed these young rebels, and they also grabbed this missionary and arrested him for robbery of the store. Seemed like he was in the wrong place, huh? The missionary couldn't believe what was happening to him. Lord, I'm here as a missionary. I want to witness to these Contras, God. You sent me here. He prayed to God for protection so that he could witness to the Contra rebels. But here he was in prison for a crime he didn't commit. After a few days in prison, he realized that the majority of the other inmates were Contra rebels. In fact, all around him were Contra rebels. And he began to witness to them about Yeshua, and he led many of them to the Lord. This missionary was given the opportunity to witness to a captured audience of Contra rebels, and at the same time was protected from any harm that may have been caused him if he had been in the jungle. Over the next 5 years, while he was in prison for robbery that he didn't commit, 5 years, that he was in prison for something he didn't do, he led many, many, many Contras and guards to know the Lord Yeshua as their Savior and Redeemer. God had answered this missionary's prayer. Thank you, Lord. With the best answer, but not the one that he expected. He didn't expect that. When God answers our prayers, trust God. He knows better than us how to best answer our prayers, and we need to learn to obey and follow God's instructions. If we are to nurture a strong bond with our Creator, we must continually communicate with Him. Prayer is the primary way of doing that. Prayer is our foundation of our walk with the Lord. Thus, it's crucial that we develop a consistent prayer life. And let me tell you, I've been a believer now since 1979, and I'm really rediscovering what it means to pray. I'm rediscovering my relationship with God. just like this missionary, in a sense, who was thrown into prison with a captive audience, I've kind of been a captive as well, is that I haven't been able to do very much. God helps me on Shabbat. I'm able to seem to do more on Shabbat. Normally I go home, and then Sunday, Monday, I can't walk for 2 days and all of that. But God has me captive, laying on the bed or wherever, so that I can commune with Him. And I'm thankful for that. This has been a spiritual refreshing and renewal for me. So that is our foundation of our walk with God prayer. It's crucial, again, that we develop that consistent prayer life. Without it, we'll fail to live up to all the Lord has for our lives. In order to help us in our daily prayer with the Lord, and this is what I'm doing this, to help us in our daily prayer with the Lord, I want us to examine and look at this acronym known as FACTS. And I've been actually using this. I don't know if I even shared this with my wife ever. My little mysterious secret. But anyway, I learned many years ago as part of a pastor's group in El Paso, Texas, that I was part of when we led a Messianic synagogue in El Paso, this acronym known as FACTS. Just like I said, or just the facts, ma'am. F-A-C-T-S. And what this acronym means is, I start off when I pray. First, I come before God in faith. I share scriptures that I have memorized about faith. I say, Lord, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Abraham was justified by his faith. It was credited to him as righteousness through your faith, as small as a mustard seed, that you can say to this mountain, or this hill, this tree, this bush, whatever, move from here to there and shall be done. You know, and I recite all these prayers, these scriptures I know, dealing with faith. Mm-hmm. And I ask the Lord, Lord, as I begin in my prayer, increase my faith. So I spend the time dealing with that. And then adoration for the A in facts. After I come before Him in faith, I ask Him, Lord, I come before Him, I sing songs to the Lord. Lots of different songs that I know. Sometimes I sing Majesty, worship His Majesty. To Yeshua be all glory and honor and praise. And I sing different songs, and I just tell Him how much I love Him, how much I adore Him. And then after I come forward in faith and adoration, then I confess my sins before God. Lord, if you kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. As it says in the Psalms. Lord, remove my sins as far as the east is from the west. And though my sins are as scarlet, Lord, please make them as white as snow. In the name of Yeshua. And I begin to confess the various sins in my life and asking Him for His mercy and grace. After that, I spend a time of thanksgiving, thanking Him that your mercy covers over a multitude of sins, you know. Thank you, Lord, that while I was yet a sinner, Messiah died for me. And I spend time thanking the Lord for all the things He's done for me. And then I conclude the time, the S actually stands for supplication and silence. Because I begin to bring before the Lord my prayers, specifically first that God would change me and help me to be what I need to be and what He wants me to be. And asking the Lord to help me to be more successful in my time of prayer with Him, that He would give me the desire to pray and to read His Word and to fast and sit in His presence, that it wouldn't be something I'm compelled to do or I have to do or it's an obligation, but it coming from my heart, Lord. I want to do this from my heart, Lord. And after the prayers I've done, then the time of silence before Him, which is hard for me because my mind is everywhere and everything to silence the heart and the mind. But this is a little model that I use whenever I pray. because it keeps me focused. I can follow, Lord. I know I need to do F-A-C-T-S. It sounds maybe corny to some people, but it's always helped me to keep focused in my prayer to God. And what we're going to do next week, we're going to look at each one of these areas. We're going to look at faith. We have a section on faith. We're going to look on a section on adoration. We're going to look on a section dealing with confession, thanksgiving, and then we're going to have a section that we're going to look on supplication and silence, and then we're going to have a conclusion, bring it all together. So you want to be here next week so you can see how these all work together so that you can really get the facts and that you can use these facts to help you to live for the Lord and serve Him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Stand with me, please. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just pray for each one here today that you would fill them with your rock, with your spirit and your breath, that you'd help each one of us, Lord, to grow into the people of God that you want us to be, that you, Lord, would change us, transform us, mold us into the vessels that you've always meant us to be, and help us, Lord, to develop that deep personal relationship with you. I just want to thank you for each one who's here, and bless them, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. If you need